John, someone in this airport's in serious danger. You are the only one who can save them. Not them, they'll be fine. For a while. I think Saeed's got it.
Next, please.
He's helping himself.
Watch the stars.
For them, not yet. First, you have to clean up your own mess.
Clean up your own mess.
First, you have to clean up your own mess.
Clean up your own mess.
First, you have to clean up your own mess.
Clean up your own mess.
John, they've got him. You don't have much time.
Welcome to Luke's Lost Podcast, a fan podcast devoted to the hit TV show Lost, presented by Luke Brown. This podcast may contain spoilers.
Welcome to Luke's Lost Podcast, episode 19. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about Locke's trip scene from their last episode, and then there'll be a bit of small Lost news. Locke's trip scene was probably the most important part of episode 3, further instructions. Basically, Locke builds a sweat lodge, and then he has a drug-induced hallucination, which is the trip scene. He sees Boone, who tells him to save someone in the airport. The whole trip scene seems to contain a lot of clues. Some of them are like metaphors. Boone's statements are a main part of the clues given. Firstly, Boone says that Charlie and Claire will be fine. For a while. What does he mean, for a while? Maybe something will happen to them later in the season. Maybe not this season at all. I don't know. Then Boone says to John, "I think Saeed's got it," referring to Jin and Sun. Saeed points forward to Jin, as if to tell him to move on. Of course, Jin and Sun being Jin and Sun, they are arguing. I heard somewhere some people think that the bag Sun was holding was a metaphor for the baby she's carrying, and Jin is arguing with her as if to ask, who is the father? Then we see Hurley, who is the receptionist. He is helping people with their bookings and tickets, and always smiling. Something to note, he was using a computer, and a zoom shot shows him at the old hatch computer, typing in the numbers. Desmond is then shown as a pilot walking down with all the flight attendants. Maybe this means that Desmond will become a leading role in helping the Losties, now that Jack and Kate are held by the others. Boone says that Desmond is helping himself already. Then we see Kate and Sawyer. They are flirting. Maybe proof that Sawyer and Kate will get together. Also, on the next week on Lost preview, Kate admits that she loves Sawyer. Jack is shown taking off his watch, maybe to say that time is different on the island. In the last episode, Desmond appeared to be able to tell the future when he talked about John's speech. Maybe Jack's watch is a possible hint of time travel. Jack is then shown taking off his watch, maybe to say that time is different on the island. Desmond appeared to be able to tell the future in the last episode when he was talking about John's speech. Maybe Jack taking off his watch is a possible hint of time travel. Jack is then scanned with a wand by Ben Linus, formerly known as Henry. Another note, the beeping from the wand is the same as from the hatch timer, so maybe this proves Ben and the others are part of Dharma. Boone says there's nothing you can do for them. Not yet. This shows that he will need to go and find Echo, and then he can go and help Jack, Kate and Sawyer. Then, Boone says, first you need to clean up your own mess. We then see Locke clambering up the escalator. Once he has reached the top, he sees a bloody Boone, as well as Mr. Echo's Jesus stick, which is also covered in blood. Boone then says, they've got him. Hurry, you haven't got much time. I think cleaning up his own mess involves Echo because of what happened in the season 2 finale. Live together, die alone. Echo told John that he needs to push the button. If John had listened, the hatch would still be there, and Echo would be okay and unharmed. Latest Lost News. Lost viewers in the UK may or may not be pleased to know that Lost is now on Sky One, not Channel 4. This means that if you only receive free-to-air, you will need to upgrade to be able to receive Lost. Lost will also be on Sky One's HD channel, so if you have got an HD TV, then you will be able to enjoy Lost in all its glory. Sky One will start showing Lost in November.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lost Podcasting Network. Get all your favorite Lost podcasts in one feed at lostcasts.blogspot.com.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Luke's Lost Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. In the meantime, please visit the website at lost-television.co.uk. You can leave feedback or a theory in the message board. You can do the same by calling the voicemail at 267-276-1408. Thank you, and check back soon.